It's like having a garage sale.
What kind of sale was that?
Garage sale.
What kind of sale?
Garage sale.
Garage sale.
Oh, the garage. Hey, fellas, the garage. Well, ooh la dee da, Mr. Frenchman.
So what do you call it?
A car haul.
I'm gonna hop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 371. I'm your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, as always, we are joined by a man who will now speak to you about women's roles in the gaming industry, Wombat.
I like all types of women's roles. I also like sesame seed roles. And I like...
Nope.
Actually, I'm
nope.
not a big fan of poppy seed rolls.
Nope.
I've been eating more whole wheat rolls.
Nope.
Really? I thought we were talking about rolls and the video game industry.
Right. I don't remember seeing any rolls.
That's the only type of roll.
I didn't see any rolls at E3.
That's a problem, I think, actually, with E3. They really should have more roll setups across the show floor.
One booth actually did have hot dogs, and I'm sure they had rolls there.
Maybe a place where you could play with your rolls?
That sounds
inappropriate. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. I'm completely lost. Hi, Shipwreck.
Hello.
You're responsible.
How's things?
Things are good. I bought a new grill.
Nice. What kind?
A Weber.
Ah, the Weber Dome?
No.
The classic?
No? It's the Weber thingamajobber. I don't know. I think it started with an S.
It has an engine, right?
It's got three burners. It doesn't have like side burner or anything, but...
Is it like on wheels and you can move it, or is it like it's never moving from where it is?
It's got wheels on it, but I'm not going to be like carting it around anywhere.
Okay, but it's not the one that's shaped like a giant ball.
It's not the classic Weber grill. It's a big man's grill. Like, it sits outside of your house, and you go outside and you cook stuff on it.
I have two of the Weber balls.
You have two Weber balls?
I have two Weber balls.
Right.
I inherited one, and I have the other one. So
I have a George Foreman grill.
That's not a grill. Are you grilling tomorrow, Ship? Are you, like, is it your
house? I'm grilling tomorrow, and my old Weber grill, like, the inside of it, the paint was starting to chip off. So it was either try to fix that or eat food with paint on it, or just go to the store and get a new grill.
Good call.
I think that's when it's time to go and get a new grill. I'm also on grill duty at my house tomorrow, so I feel you.
Is the air hockey table going to be ready by 4th of July?
It's not. It's still at the lesbian's house.
Where's the lesbian's house?
It's in our neighborhood.
How are you going to get it out of there?
I had to go disassemble it this weekend.
Oh,
and then
no disassemble.
It's big. I can't get it out of their basement and bring it to my house.
That sounds like a lot of work.
That was the best reference pull you've had in maybe 370 episodes.
Thank you. But I was serious, though. I'm just thinking about taking apart an air hockey table. I don't know.
But yeah, that was my other big get this week was Gretchen. We have like classified ads that are just for our neighborhood. That's where I got my Donkey Kong machine. That's where I got my pinball machine.
God, my neighborhood sucks.
A few other things in our house. And yeah, these people were selling all of like their amusement equipment. And they have a really big, nice electronic scoring air hockey table.
This is an online classified thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have one in my neighborhood also. My wife is... We've been actually getting rid of, because now that my daughter's six, she doesn't need the toys from when she was three.
Oh, I thought you were getting rid of your daughter.
We're getting rid of my daughter. And, you know, my son has no interest in her three-year-old girl toys, so we've been selling them on a similar kind of classified
thing. Penny saver?
And it's... No, I don't know. It's with us. It's the Massive Pequa Mom's Marketplace.
Sounds awesome.
You know what? My wife's doing pretty darn good.
She's cleaning up at the Mom's Marketplace.
Yeah, so I have no problem with
it. Nice.
Mm-hmm. And our basement's getting cleaner. That's really what it's all about. It's just getting rid of all the junk. It's like having a garage sale, but instead of putting all your stuff out on tables in front of your house,
what kind
you
of
do
sale
it, you
was
know,
that?
Piecemeal. A garage sale?
What do you call
garage
it?
Garage funny.
What do you call it? Do you call it a car hold?
I only have one R in my garage.
La-di-da.
Mr. French guy.
Garage.
Yeah. So no air hockey for 4th of July is the takeaway.
I'm just taking all of other people's junk and putting it in my house.
that's no junk. I saw a picture of that air hockey table.
Yeah.
That was a serious air hockey table. That's an arcade quality air hockey table.
I think I got a good deal on it because they thought it was kind of broken, but really there was just a whole bunch of Polly Pockets stuck in one of the goals that I fished out. And then it worked great.
A what pocket?
Polly Pockets.
Polly Pockets.
They're little, I don't know, like almost Lego sized.
Oh, they're toys.
Toys that girls play with.
So it was $100 for this air hockey table?
Yeah, $100.
I mean,
that's crazy.
It's insane. I mean, that must cost like $4,000 new.
No. It's probably like when it came out, it was probably a $400 or $500 table.
I mean, those Super Chex machines, those bubble hockey, you know, Super Chex, right?
Oh, those are more expensive. Oh,
okay. But it seems like these would be, well, I guess not. It's just a lot of wood and then like the air thing that makes the air go. But yours is much nicer than the one at Tokyo American Club. I'm pretty jealous.
Yeah, how much are the hockey machines with the bubble?
They're $2,500. If you want the NHL branded ones, it's an extra.
No, you got to get USA, USSR one.
Then it's probably cheaper than the NHL, but I don't know. So it's probably like $2,700 or something like that for a new one.
I do that all the time at the bowling alley.
Right. TAC has one of those Super Chex machines, and it's in horrible condition. It's pretty much unplayable.
How old is it?
It was
25, 30 years old.
The Super Chex machine?
Mm-hmm.
No. It was in great shape like 2 years ago. Just the kids wail on it, and it's
that
not.
It takes a lot of maintenance to keep those in good shape.
Yeah, it's a disaster. If you kept one
air hockey, you don't really have to have much maintenance. It's pretty much, if the air is blowing, it's good.
Right. Like, but if you have a Super Chex machine in your house, it's, you know, and you don't have that much traffic coming through your house, I think it's going to last you forever, probably, with not that much maintenance. I mean, unless you're really...
Well, maybe one will show up on my neighborhood's website.
Yep.
I'm sure there's plenty in this neighborhood.
Let me know if they have a Flyers one. Did you hear
I'm
that...
I'm hoping for a Mighty Ducks the movie themed one.
I haven't seen that. Did you hear that the Flyers captain was arrested? And did you hear what he was arrested for?
No, but you're going to tell us.
He was at a bar in Ottawa, and I'm assuming he was drunk. And some cops came into the bar to... It's like a standard like safety walkthrough or something. And Claude Giroux, the captain of the Flyers, grabbed the cop's ass. It was a male cop. And the cop told him, you know, sir, please behave appropriately, and walks away, and he grabs his ass again. And so they arrested him. I mean, that's pretty bad. But that's what like an NHL player gets arrested for, I guess, these days. Not like 10 pounds of weed in their trunk. Or dog breeding.
Fighting. Killing.
Breeding and fighting. And killing.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're the PR guy for the Flyers, Wombat, like, how do you spin that? Like, what do you... You wake up, you get that phone call. Like, well, the captain of the team grabbed a male cop's ass.
You know, I think it's actually easier to spin than you'd think for two reasons. One, no one probably cares. And two, he didn't do... It's not a violent crime.
True.
He did something that you could laugh at, which is probably easier to spin than say, I don't know, he shot 17 people.
Right, or
person. That would be difficult. Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know, maybe he killed his future brother-in-law and possibly killed someone else 2 years prior. That's hard for a PR person.
Right. This one, he must think he's having a dream when he gets that.
Exactly. It's like he pinched a cop's ass twice. No, really, what did he do?
Am I awake right now?
He'll get, you know, what's he going to get, a fine?
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just like not... respecting authority type
right.
of thing.
He's
right?
the captain, though. He's the captain. If it was, if he was on a Canadian team, it would be a bigger deal, I guess.
Yeah, but he's the captain of a hockey team.
In Philadelphia.
Big whoop.
Well, I mean, I, yeah. They probably like him there.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Ask Chris Grant.
I will next time I see him.
What do we got here? Show feedback?
For Nickator says we put up with
I get it.
The Red Ring of Death because the PS3 wasn't out yet. Microsoft beat them to the market. That was the most common feedback on our conversation about what was worse, the Red Ring of Death or the Xbox One messaging prior to launch. And I mean, there's a point to that. I mean, you know, there was that one year where if your Xbox 360 died, you didn't have the PlayStation 3 to turn to.
And it was going to be very expensive anyway. You knew it was going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when my Xbox 360 died after I had my PlayStation 3, and I just went out and bought Oblivion for the PlayStation 3. And that was like, oh, well, problem solved. And then when the 360 showed up, I was like, all right, here it is again.
Yep. I guess, you know, with the Xbox, the fact that it was just so much, you know, Sony didn't make the mistakes this time with PS4. They learned from their mistakes. And Microsoft, they just role reversed, right? Microsoft went the more expensive way. They did everything that they didn't do with the Xbox 360, except I guess they made a machine that works. Well, I mean, you know, like it doesn't break. Let's put it that way.
So far, so good.
I don't know if it works, but it doesn't break so far.
Yeah, it does not have the failure rate of the 360.
Right. Mine keeps going to Strider for no apparent reason, but hey.
Really?
Mine this week, it kept telling me my Kinect was unplugged. And I haven't done that.
I had the trouble logging in problem that was going around last night, but that seems to have fixed itself. So
right, I'm not even joking when I'm telling you I'm considering just deleting Strider from my Xbox because I'm not going to.
You know,
play it
you
anyway.
Can do that. You could also download again, or you could just download it on your PlayStation 4 because it's free this month.
All right. How about a quick watch this, bitches?
Okay, who's going first?
I don't know what I know that voice means.
It's the documentary that I watched today about voiceover actors in cartoons.
Oh.
And it's now free to watch on Amazon Video. So if you have Amazon Prime, it's free to watch.
Interesting.
And it's really good. I did, very much. It's really cool. You know, it has all the voiceover guys. If you know voiceover guys, they're all there. The voice of Bender. It had Nolan North on it, of course.
Larry Kenny?
Larry Kenny was not on
it. Uh-oh.
I know. Gary Owens was on it.
Don't know him.
He was laughing. He's also Space Ghost and, you know, 100 other things. You'd know his voice if you heard it.
Gotcha.
That's, you know, it had all the, you know, the guys from Animaniacs and you would know most of the people on there. They did like a good 20 minutes on video game voiceovers. So it was pretty cool. And if you're curious about voiceovers and you know, if you play video games, you might find it interesting. But, you know, and it's short. It's only like 90 minutes, but it's really good. And
tell me something
interesting
because this sounds really boring.
What can I learn? Like what exciting tidbits
like what,
can I look
what
forward
happened?
To?
Yeah.
Here's something I'll teach Cheapy because I know this bothers him. If you think you're going to pop your peas,
yes.
Put your finger in front of your mouth because
you have to explain what you're talking about. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, so sometimes when people read into a mic and they say words that begin with peas, they pop their peas and it sounds really terrible when you're listening back to it. So a good way to avoid that is to put your finger in front of your lips because the air that shoots out of your mouth gets split past the mic.
That's a good
and
trick.
It doesn't. Yeah, there you go.
You know and my trick is.
What's your trick? You don't say words with peas in them.
Nope. To buy the microphone and configure it so that you can buy the right microphone and then configure it properly so that you can just talk normally.
There you go. It had Kevin Conroy, who's been the voice of Batman forever, and he tells a good story about when he was helping out in like a soup kitchen after 9/11. He was helping out, and he was helping feeding. It wasn't a soup kitchen because he was feeding like workers and firemen and all that after, you know.
Like relief.
Yeah, he was doing relief aid.
Was he doing it as Batman, though?
No, he was just doing it as Kevin Conroy, and there was a guy next to him who asked him, he was like, so what are you doing what are you doing here? You know, what do you do for a living?
I
goes, oh, you know. He goes, oh, I do voice. I'm a voice actor. And the guy looks, he goes, I knew it. You're Batman. And he goes and he says to all this room full of, you know, firemen, he goes, guys, Batman's here. And no one believed him. And then he did the voice.
Right.
And it just like all these people that had just literally had the worst week of their lives forgot about that for a minute because Batman was there.
Nice.
And he, you know, it really hit him at that point. It was like how much his voice meant to other people.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He's very skinny.
Kevin Conroy. Okay,
he's an Indian guy.
He's what? What was that?
He's an Indian man.
Indian?
No.
He's not, he looks like you, Shep. Not really. Not at all.
I take it back. But it's definitely it's an interesting watch.
All right, cool. It's called I Know That Voice.
Yes, and it's free, and it's on Amazon Prime.
Instant watch. Sign up for that through CAG, and I get $3 or something like that.
There you go.
Sweet. I watched the new HBO series that just started called The Leftovers. I think that's what it's called. That's what you watch when Game of Thrones is off the air.
It's appropriate.
You heard about
named.
That? Either you guys heard
about it? Oh, that's the new HBO show. How is it?
It's pretty cool so far. I mean, you don't know too much what's going on yet. I mean, but what's happened is 2% of the world's population has disappeared, and nobody knows why.
So this is left behind?
No, because you don't know why. People just are gone. Like one day, there's people just disappeared, like right before each other's eyes.
Like the rapture.
Like the rapture, but people don't know if it's the rapture. So people are discussing like whether it's the rapture or what, but people don't think it's the rapture because people who have been taken away, some of them are just like horrible people. So it seems to be pretty random about who got taken away, right? In the rapture.
Could be the rapture.
I thought in the rapture, only the good people get taken away.
No, yeah, only people who believe get taken away.
Right. It's not a good or bad type thing.
But do you think
is Kirk Cameron in this?
What's that?
Kirk Cameron?
No. God, I see that Kirk Cameron video movie on Netflix. And I just want to watch that so bad, but one day.
Which one? Left Behind?
Yeah, Left Behind.
You don't want to watch that.
No, I do.
I know you've seen it, haven't you?
I've read most of the books in the Left Behind series, but I have not seen the movie.
It looks great. It looks like a great production. Top notch.
Hold out for the Nicolas Cage version coming.
So you can see why it's an interesting premise, though, right? You know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I saw commercials for it and I thought, oh, they're making Left Behind on HBO. So it'll be Left Behind with cursing and nudity.
Right. Yeah. It had this really like disturbing scene where these kids are at a party, the high school kids are at a party and they're playing Spin the Bottle, but they're playing it with an iPhone app. And you just spin the phone, and instead of it's the things on it are like, you know, fuck, burn. What was the other one? So you have to like burn the other person with a hot fork if you if you get burned. There was
man, I always wanted to get invited to those hot fork parties when I was in high school.
No, but you get lucky, you get the fuck one, and you guaranteed to get laid because you have to agree to do whatever's. You know, whatever the app says.
You have to.
People are doing it. Choke was another one. Anyway, that was kind of disturbing. But I like teen hookups in my shows. So I recommend The Leftovers for various reasons. So far, so good. And the other weird thing, I don't want to give away too much, but you should watch it if you have HBO.
It does have left in the title also. So I guess that is somewhat confusing.
Well, it's intentional.
They want you to think of Left Behind.
Yeah, I mean, the show takes place.
Why wouldn't they? Left Behind made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a very successful series.
The show takes place 3 years after the rat, whatever you want to call it. So, I don't know. It's interesting. It's very interesting so far. And it's very trippy. There's a lot of the soundtrack is very good. There's a lot of slow motion. There's a lot of, it's just, you know, surreal stuff.
I recommend This Is the End. For your rapture viewing pleasure?
I saw that. It was okay. It had a couple laughs. This is the opposite of that. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Leftovers. How about some new releases?
Okay. I know Wombat's been playing the number one new release this week.
I have been.
number one on what scale, by the way?
On the
nut shots.
There you go. I only have one testicle shot.
Really?
I thought you one
yeah,
testicle.
Yeah, I've played about 4.5 hours of Sniper Elite 3, and I only have one testicle shot. Huh. A lot of lung shots.
Do you know to aim a little bit lower?
I am aware of where testicles are located.
Are you saying it's not good strategy to aim for the testicles? You're not interested in aiming for the testicles?
I'm saying you don't always have the ability to aim for the testicles, because a lot of times people are behind, like standing behind like sandbags or some sort of wall.
They're just standing there with their hands crossed over their testicles walking around.
pretty much. No, it's like
I've seen this guy. I know what's going to happen here.
He actually takes his helmet off and uses right. it to cover his testicles.
Right. He's got this, they're just all holding their helmets over their nuts walking around.
He's like, hey, shoot my head if you want to, but you're not going
to
see the testicle
shot. The one
shot.
Testicle shot I got to, I tried to hit the share button. I just didn't hit it quite in time.
Well, you can. Isn't it always recording the video?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it is.
I don't know. I'm sure it's too late.
Dude, this is the next generation Wombat.
I know. Tweet out a screenshot while I was playing, because I shot a guy with my sniper rifle as he was coming down a ladder, and he fell down and he fell off the ladder and just kind of plopped serotifish. I'm trying to say a word that's not coming out of my mouth. Funky. He fell kind of funky looking on a wall, just kind of hanging there, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Did you follow it up with a testicle shot?
I did not follow it up
while he was down,
because he was already dead.
And you can't get it.
He's already quite dead. That game, I'm playing it on easy, by the way, and it's still pretty hard.
Gotcha.
Really? You were doing well at E3.
I know. I'm still doing, you know, I'll be honest, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It has a lot going, you know, it has a lot going on in the sense that, you know, it's not just going through the motions. There's a leveling system. You unlock a lot of new equipment, and there's a, you know, so you can kind of vary it a lot. There's no one way to go through, you know, each level either, so it's kind of fun to kind of plot your course. The only thing that I would say, I mean, nitpicky drawback wise, is it would be nice if it was a little prettier.
You need the PC version.
The PC version maybe looks really nice.
I was going to say, maybe it just looks a lot better on PC, which it doesn't look bad. Don't get me wrong. And I know it takes place in Africa and it's a lot of desert, but it is a lot of desert. It's just a lot of that tan everywhere.
Yeah.
And the grass and the bushes that they have, it'd be nice if there was maybe a little bit more, or maybe if it moved a little bit more, just something.
I think I heard the same complaints coming out of World War II. During this,
is that what it was? It's so tan, just a little. Someone should put a shrub right there. This would be a much more fun war. It is a lot of fun. It's really cool. You know, I've blown up some tanks and some cars. I've shot a lot of guys in the lungs and the heart and the head. And when it does that slow motion into the skull, never gets old. I know it was in Sniper Elite 2, but I didn't play that, so I don't care.
Yeah,
this is really good. I mean, it's the levels are really big. I've only finished through level 3. So, yeah, and some things are really satisfying, like when I was perched on a cliff and I had to take out this giant anti-air gun, and you could see in the back behind one guy what looks like might be a red box, that if you hit the box, it's going to cause a big explosion, but it's a little further away than you would normally shoot for. And you can tell that it's red, but only when you have the binoculars. So when you're looking through the sniper scope, it's a little
blurry,
darker than you think it might be. But so I'm like, whatever, I'll take the shot anyway and see what happens. And then everything blew up and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so,
I want to check it out at some point.
I think they hit the perfect release date for this game.
Oh, totally. Like, if you're looking for something new to play, like a real game, not that these little games aren't real, but if you're looking for like a big, you know, a blockbuster game, akin to, I don't know, Captain America as opposed to This Is the End. I don't know why I'm choosing that because I just said it.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
It's
more pop.
What you talking about, Wombat?
It's more popcorn flick than it is, you know, something you would take seriously.
I understand. Yes. That's why I wanted to.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're just trying to make me dig a deeper hole. Yep. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. But no, it is. It's a good game for right now in the summer, especially during a long weekend. It's a lot of fun. You can shoot lots of Nazis, and you can watch their skulls implode on themselves.
It's got co-op too, right?
It does have co-op. It took me an extra day to download that portion.
Okay. Have you played it?
Nick has played it.
No, I haven't.
Ask Nick.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be a pretty fun co-op game because you could have like one person go out there as kind of the rabbit and then have another person pick them all off as they're trying to find the other dude.
Let's buy it.
Which is possible, I'm sure. You could also save anywhere, which I kind of like. I just kind of wish it had a quick save button. Somewhere
PC,
on the
PC.
Yeah, I'm sure on PC there is.
I think you get a lot more nut shots if you had the PC version, don't you think?
I bet if one of you bought it on the PlayStation 4 and played co-op with me, I'd get a few more nut shots.
Oh, we could like work as a decoy to get their nuts out in the open.
Exactly. I need like get those nuts out from behind the wall.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
A little to the left,
can I
please.
See? Show me your nuts.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Thank you.
Good work, Chibi. Good work.
So that's Sniper Elite 3. Yeah. And I want to get this at some point.
So get it.
I will at some point.
I'm sure it'll be super cheap in about 2 weeks.
I have a lot of games that I haven't finished yet that I'm still working on. Slowly. Yeah. Very slowly. What else we got this week?
Guacamelee, the Super Turbo Championship Edition came out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox 360 and Xbox One.
And it's free on with Games of Gold
Wii
on Xbox
U as well.
One.
It's free on Xbox One. So if you have that, go for that version.
I've been playing that version.
Okay. I played through the Vita version of this game when it first came out. It's really good.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I've played about an hour and a half, maybe a little more. It's like a side-scrolling, beat-em-up, Metroidvania-style game with a really cool art style and a funny sense of humor and a lot of homages to classic NES games, and that's only in the first 2 hours. So, yeah, I fully intend on playing it more. This is the smaller type game. Little
game.
Less popcorn.
Fake game is the word you're looking for.
This is the fake game. This is a fake game.
Right. No women worked on this game either. I know.
Ouch. Ouch.
I'm joking. I don't know anything about it.
And I'm not going near that one. That makes my fake game comment seem timid.
By the way, I played about the same amount as you. Maybe more even, and I too enjoy the game, but I don't have my PS3 hooked up anymore. So
I feel like this game would be fine for
PS3? Me. PS3? It's free on Xbox One.
Xbox One.
I know, but I've already played about 2 hours of it. I don't want to start over.
But you can see all the new Super Turbo Championship stuff.
There is new good stuff?
I don't know.
I could play
so
it with
Ty, here's my question
right?
For you. Yeah, I was going to ask Shipwreck that. Like, there's nothing in that game that my kids are going to be like, what the heck?
No, that's inappropriate.
No.
Blood or nudity in this game or swearing?
How many balls are in
there? There might be some sexual innuendo, but it probably is nothing that your kids are going to pick up on.
Yeah, innuendo goes way over their heads.
Right. So I think you're in the clear on this one.
My daughter just wants me to keep playing as the girl. I'm like, I don't want to play as the girl. I'm a dude. I know.
Why do you
My son thinks
so
that the girl is Spider-Man.
I see. Yeah, it's a fun game. What else we got this week?
Shovel Knight, I guess, came out
for Wii U.
I thought we talked about it last week, but
for Wii U,
maybe
it's out
came
this week
did,
for
we
Wii
did.
U.
Okay, out this week for Wii U, and I have not played it yet. I plan on buying it either the 3DS or the Wii U version. I'm not sure. But I was waiting because the Club Nintendo year just rolled over, and I didn't want to buy it and waste my Club Nintendo points
right,
last
of course.
Year.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you maxed out, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I got platinum. Well, I had to go buy Mario Kart 8 to get my platinum. So I was just short this year. So, yeah.
See, it's not all bad, though. Not doing that great. It's just an indication, further indication.
Right.
Shipwreck I didn't have has enough to work hard to make platinum at the deadline, even. Normally, it probably just happens naturally.
It does. This is the first time. I think they've been doing it 6 years, maybe. This is the first time I've had to actually go out and work to get my platinum.
Check the calendar, make sure you have something to buy.
I got a good deal on the Mario Kart, though, because I had some extra Best Buy reward zone stuff around, and then I had the 20% off with the Gamers Club, and then you get that free game when you buy Mario Kart, so I got Pikmin as well. So I think I walked out like only paying like, I don't know, like $16 for the game or something like that.
Excellent.
So
that's really $8 a game then.
Yeah. And I was smart enough to not put in, like, you get another 60 Club Nintendo points for the free game you get. So I was smart enough to not do that until this year started.
Right. So you're off to a good start.
I am. I'm up 60 points already. And then once I buy Shovel Knight, which I hear is fantastic. Everybody,
you'll be up another 40, right? It's 40 points, right?
Yeah, I think 40 right now.
And once you play Pikmin, you'll get another 10 points.
Look at that! I'm nearly to gold already.
What is there? There's really a game called Bombing Bastards on the eShop?
Yes, I tweeted about this earlier today. It's a Bomberman clone. It looks like it's just straight up Bomberman, which is fine.
Bombing Bat. What? Let's play a game, okay? Here's the game. Mm-hmm. What country are the developers from?
It's the same developers that made Barnyard Blast. They are from...
It's got to be like...
Finland, maybe?
Finland. Wow.
I don't remember. It's Sanook Games is the name of the company.
Sanook?
Yeah, Sanook. Sanuk. Bangkok. They are in Bangkok.
There we go. Okay. That's more like it. Yeah. European, I don't know. It sounded like it would have to be like some really isolated European country.
Wow, it really is. It's just Bomberman.
It's just Bomberman. It's an E10 plus game. Nintendo does have any problems with the word bastards.
For 10-year-olds.
Right. It's really hot. Like, it doesn't match the art style or anything.
It is. Wow, it's Super Bomberman.
Yeah, it's Super Bomberman.
I'm watching it right now. Oh, I love Super Bomberman.
I know. I asked, did anybody play this on Twitter?
I'm watching
nobody
the trailer
responded.
Right now. Sorry, I'm listening to the music, too. Here, I'll let the people listen to it. It just said, yelled Bombing Bastards.
So you're going to pick that up then? Bombing Bastards?
Holy
is only
shit, it is Super Bomberman.
Yeah, I think I'm going
to
pick it up.
It to us.
Just because it's so bizarre that they called this name, like, I realize it's not a four-letter word, but it's also not a word you want your like, 9-year-old going around saying.
Like, what did you play this weekend? Bombing Bastards.
Oh, shit. Vote for this game on Steam Greenlight. Thank you. I'll do that. And then I'll get my bastards on. Eat your face, it just said. I'm still watching the trailer. Sorry. It says, eat your face at some point when you bomb a bastard. Wait, it's still playing even though I said stop. Oh, I don't know what's happening now. Oh, there's like three different trailers.
So are those all the new releases for this week?
Sorry.
Divinity Original Sin came out, which I kind of would like to play that as well. That's been getting good reviews. It's more of a, I don't know, raised camera, like three-quarters view style. Yeah, I like the past Divinity games. So.
What is this? Because it looks interesting. This is an all-new game?
Yeah, this is an all-new Divinity game.
But it says you can make your own game with it. No? Did I read that wrong somewhere?
I don't know.
That you
know.
Can like, basically make your own adventure?
There's a lot of customization. I think there's a level editor that you can make. Apparently, this is Larian Studios already. It's their fastest selling game ever. So people are liking it.
Good.
But it looks cool. Like, it looks like an overhead style, like
shoot people in the testicles.
Diablo type of thing. Much different than the other Divinity. Oh, their testicles would be really, like, if you've tried to shoot somebody in testicles with like a 3/4 isometric view, it's very difficult.
Maybe you're just not trying hard enough. Do you ever think about that?
I guarantee you, anytime I take a shot, I am gonna first try to.
You're always though. Your first gut reaction is testicles,
right?
But it looks good. It. I don't know. I might end up buying this one sooner than I should, because I'm sure it's gonna go on sale. But
wait, which game are we talking about? I think
Divinity original.
Divinity,
Sin.
Right. Sorry, yeah. I'm looking for Bombing Bastards on the Steam green light, because I gotta make that happen. So what else we got for new releases? Anything? Is that pretty much it?
Castlevania 3 Dracula's Curse came out for eShop. That's a great game.
You go play as a midget hunchback in that game, so.
Grant. His name is Grant.
Yeah, you call him what you want. I'll call him the midget hunchback.
He's the best character in that game.
He is.
Can hang upside down until you don't do it right, and then he falls to his death. But
it's the only way to get through that clock level.
That clock tower. That God.
Oh, fuck that clock tower. Seriously. That clock
tower. The worst part about the clock tower was, like, as it
falling?
Was. Falling? Well,
falling,
yeah.
At any point?
But the way that the screen, like, it wasn't a scrolling screen up. It was just like, okay, here's a solid screen. And then you walk up the stairs and you go to the next part. But if you were to fall off just like the bottom of that screen, even though, like, there's something underneath you, it was instant death. Like, you didn't fall down to the next screen.
Yep. It was terrible.
Good.
Great game. Just punishing. Punishing.
Who has that many pendulums? Like, what's going on?
What kind of clock is this?
Prepare. All right. Let's move on here. We don't have anything for Sony. Well, we got Ryan Rapetsky. Rapetsky? I don't know. Writes in and asks, if any of us have tried the PS4 remote play with the Vita, I thought it worked really well with the Destiny Alpha. Shipwreck's tried it, I know.
Yeah, I use it pretty frequently to play in bed with different... It depends on the game. Like, I can play Assassin's Creed with it a little bit. I don't know if I could play Destiny with it. Just because of the way... It doesn't have all the shoulder buttons, so you have to either... The game has to map something either to the rear touch or to the face... touch screen.
I see. And don't you want more stick also? It's really not enough stick.
Yeah, it's not really a great, like, for first person shooters. But
so just so I'm on the same page with you, you're not into rear touch, but you do like more stick.
Yeah, that summarizes it. I played a lot of Infamous with it. That worked well. Like, I think third person games where they don't have to be overly precise because it does drop like frames when, at least on my network, it does. So I don't know. It works fine. It doesn't have all the buttons it needs.
Okay.
Do you use it, Cheapy?
I never used it. No, I don't know why I would use it. Really. I can use the TV pretty much anytime I want. So even though we have only one, it's pretty much available to me always. So my Vita just sits on the shelf. I did pre-order Destiny, though, Wombat, so rest easy. I'm the PS4.
Excellent. Yeah, I still don't know how we get the beta.
It says they'll contact you.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
They haven't contacted me.
I've gotten codes for my beta, but I pre-ordered a retail copy of Best Buy.
I see.
Yeah.
It does say that it will automatically download the game for you.
Yeah, that I'm excited to see how that all works out, because it took way too long to download Sniper Elite 3, like much longer than it should have.
But this should be able to background download, and it starts a couple days before, I think.
Yeah, it's a couple days before, so I'm not worried about it. I'm just kind of curious to see how that all works. And if
Man,
it all
I hope
works.
This game works at launch.
Right, that's kind of important. It's pretty server reliant. You're not doing much without the multiplayer in this game, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's always online. It's an always online game.
Good luck. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
Exactly.
Don't ruin my birthday, Bungie, everybody. Who's responsible for this? Activision. Activision's going to ruin my birthday, isn't it?
I don't know. They're generally okay.
They've had good Call of Duty launches.
But true. Diablo 3 was not a good launch, though.
That was a mess. Blizzard's a little... It's Blizzard. The same company, that's but Blizzard. It's not really.
It's pretty separate.
Yeah.
All right. Anything from Microsoft? I don't know. I haven't played much on my Xbox. I did buy a lot of cheap Microsoft points, cash, though. There were a few sales. One... Where did I even get it from? Newegg? One was on Newegg, where you could buy $60 worth of credit for $40. And then the other one, I don't know. The other one was even better. All I know is that like $200 in Microsoft credit. It's going to last me a while, I think.
Have you been keeping up with your Xbox Fitness, Wombat?
I have. I did. I think my monthly score for June was like 120,000, and the average is like 80,000. So I did pretty good. I found another workout that I kind of like doing. I'm trying to remember what it was called, but it's something like extreme cardio or something like that.
Whoa, that sounds too extreme.
Yeah, it was pretty extreme.
Slow down. How many times a week are you doing this?
I do it 5 days a week.
Holy
although
shit.
I didn't do it today because I worked from home.
Wow.
So.
That's a lot.
I know. I've been doing it 5 days a week every day since E3, actually.
Are we getting results?
I've lost like 5 pounds.
Wow, those are results. Were you inspired by the Twitter account from Xbox Fitness when they drew that little cartoon for you?
That definitely kind of like I'd feel guilty not doing it anymore. So yeah, I'm totally doing that. Although tomorrow I'm not doing it because I'm going swimming. But that's exercise.
Wombat, if you play your cards right, you could be the spokesperson for Xbox Fitness.
You could be the Jared of Xbox Fitness.
If I could actually lose, you know, significant weight.
Do you have any, like, really big pants around?
Right, that's what I was wondering.
Because hold on, don't throw those out.
How about I just go out and buy a pair?
It's gold. Go buy There's gold in them there pants.
Buy a big pair of pants, just hold them out. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Or just go. You don't even need to have them. Just go buy them.
Yeah, look at these. I used to be a size 58.
Yeah, perfect. And just, you know.
I liked wearing my pants with the tags on, as you can see.
Yeah, make sure you take the tags off.
Well, I don't have to take them off. I just to make sure they're not shown in the picture. Like, tuck them in.
Right.
Because let's face it, I'm going to want to return those to Target right
exactly.
after.
Even after you get your Xbox Fitness Gold.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I made it. I'm on the third card. They have the punch cards.
That's awesome, dude.
So, I'm level three. So, there you go. I'm a level three fitness. I have a whole bunch of achievements.
Did Kinect you choose to have your stuff private, or are you public?
I don't know. I guess I can make it public. So it probably is private.
I just thought people might want to track you.
I don't know if I want people to track me, because that could lead to people harassing me.
So you're lying about all this, is what you're saying.
I am. No, would you like me to be? I think I gave you access. I think I have it set for like certain friends only, so you could probably check.
Favorites.
Favorites, yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
I did it once.
I think it's great.
I did it once. And then my butt hurt.
That will happen. Then
I got those tension things too, like rubber bands.
Wow.
Because some of the workouts on Xbox Fitness, they say that should get those.
They
right?
say that, yeah, you could do it with or without. So I'm like, oh, I was in Five Below and they were $5. I'm like, I'll get it for $5. And what I'll do now at night is I'll do like curls with them. You know, you put them under your feet and you do the curls. And I'll do that for 10 minutes just while like my kids are watching The Three Little Pigs for the 900th time on Netflix.
Can I teach your kids how to say Xbox broadcast while you're doing Xbox Fitness?
My son will yell Xbox things at the TV, even if it's not that TV.
Right.
At any TV. He just assumes that's how all TVs work.
They will in the future. Hopefully
yeah,
they actually
no
work.
Idea. He's like Xbox Netflix at my mother's house.
Refrigerator, ice cream. Or a freezer ice cream. You don't want refrigerator ice cream.
No, that would be milk.
Yeah, that's milk and sugar. Cool. And you've been eating healthy? Somebody wrote in and asked if you're eating. Jason DeMuth.
I did. I've been, so this is what I had to eat. Today was probably my bad day. Like I said, I was home today and I took the kids out for dinner because it's sort of like a pseudo holiday weekend. No, it's a real holiday weekend. Who are we kidding? But I had 2 hard-boiled eggs for breakfast. I had, you know, those flatbread whole wheat things?
Nope.
Oh, they sell them here. It's really thin whole wheat bread in a circle. It's tiny. But I toasted one of those and I put like some no sugar peanut butter.
Sounds delicious. Sounds dry.
It's peanut butter where the only ingredient really is
okay, kids.
The only ingredient is peanuts.
I have to go to school, kids.
But then I went and had chicken fajitas for dinner, which I guess ruins it. But I didn't use the cheese.
Good. That's
and
key.
I didn't use sour cream.
That's like you don't need that stuff.
You're fine.
No, man. I didn't.
That's fine. It you was can have just, chicken fajitas.
I had peppers and onions and grilled chicken, and I did use the wraps, which you know, if that's the worst thing I did, then I'm sure I'm in pretty good shape. And I only had water. I didn't have booze.
Right. Next, you'll transition to the salad version of that.
Well, I have salads for lunch mostly.
Yum.
That's my go-to lunch.
You're on your way, Wombat, to being the spokesperson for Xbox Fitness.
That's my goal. And you know what? It's so hot in here right now doing
you're
this
losing
show.
Weight.
I'm losing weight just from doing the CAGcast. I'm pretty sure I lost about 3 or 4 pounds.
Can the Xbox track that?
I wish. It would just be like this, like sweat.
Right.
Sweat
it tracks your heartbeat
connect.
And stuff, right? When you're doing it?
It does an okay job. Sometimes when I'm doing like a thing where I'm like, when I know it should be in the green, it's in the red and I get annoyed. And I start focusing on the corner instead of focusing on the woman whose shirt's a little too tight and it must be very cold in the studio.
Right.
So
now we know why you're so committed.
You know what? It doesn't hurt.
It's the same thing over and over again though, right? It's just the same 30-minute
if
video.
I do the same work routine over and over and over again, yes. I try to, you know, spread it out and do different things every now and again.
Nice. All right, good. We're all glad to hear it. What else we got on here?
I had a Happy Meal for lunch.
What? You're not allowed to get that. Isn't that against the law for an adult to get that?
They've got Mario
Actually,
Kart
that's
toys
what a lot
Why would
a
they
lot
have
of,
Mario Kart toys in there if they didn't want adults buying them?
I think that they actually recommend that if you're like if you love fast food but you're trying to watch your weight to get a Happy Meal because
it's actually pretty decent. Yeah. I mean
it's only like 480 calories for a hamburger Happy Meal or something
right,
like that.
Right. That's like in a Japanese adult portion in the Happy Meal.
Yeah, you get like 6 fries in there and some apples.
And an apple, some apples, yeah. And if you get it with like diet soda, I mean, you're doing pretty good.
I got Luigi.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Luigi.
I'm going to have to keep going back. Tuesday, the Happy Meals are $1.99.
Wow, what's up with Tuesday in your town? Cheap movie theater, cheap Happy Meals.
Tuesday, yeah, everything's happening Tuesday. There's all kinds of restaurants. Like, once Emmeline's a little older, like all kinds of restaurants give free kids' meals on Tuesdays.
Oh, you're good to go.
Yeah.
I had coupons for Chili's and they expired yesterday. I'm like, oh, come on, Chili's, you're killing me.
Wah, wah, wah. All right, so what else we got here?
I've been playing some Action Hink on PC. This is one of the games we saw at E3 at that rooftop indie party.
I remember Wombat talking about it.
Yeah, it's fun. I've been playing it on my MacBook. Because I've recently discovered my MacBook Pro can actually play games. I was just entering codes on my MacBook during the Steam sale and everything. And it just auto-downloaded some stuff. And I'm like, yeah, let's see what happens. But Action Hink's fun. It's very reminiscent of Joe Danger. I forgot his name for a second. Except you're just an action figure running on Hot Wheels track. And you're just going for high scores and everything. And it's just a very simple jump and slide mechanic. But it's fun. I like it.
Cool.
I think it's in... I don't know if it's out there for green light or what. It's not a complete version of it yet, but...
Okay. Might be early access, you're saying?
Yeah, something.
One of those scams? No, just kidding. I like that. I like early access.
I also finished up Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark since last week.
Why?
Closure? Yes.
That is not a real game.
It's a real game, I guess. It's so disappointing. Like, it's just, you can tell they had to just take whatever engine and assets that was there from those other Cybertron games and reuse most of it and kind of create a game it's going to make money. Like, this is going to be a top 10 NPD game for June.
Well, the movie made so much money.
Right. And so it makes sense to put out a game to go along with it just because it's going to make money. And I don't know. It's just not a very good game by any stretch. Like, I don't know. I haven't tried the multiplayer yet. I don't know that I'm going to.
Right.
But I beat it. I did it.
Are they making more of these games?
So this is a little bit of a spoiler. I don't know if they are or not, because I don't know what the contract situation is with Activision, because that's pretty much going to be, it's all about money. Like, if they still think they can make money on these, and if Hasbro still wants to give them the license, then
they'll do it. They'll do the deal.
They'll do it. But after the credits roll for this game, so this is a spoiler.
Spoiler.
Fast forward a minute, maybe, at most, if you're really concerned.
For the Rise of the Dark Spark.
Rise of the Dark Spark. Spoilers. Spoiler. So you beat the game, and then right before the credits start, or I don't know, maybe into the credits, there's this scene all of a sudden with Generation 1 Optimus Prime.
No.
And he says something like, "I thought this day would never come."
No, and, right.
And it's just like,
Did we talk about this on the show, or you told me?
No, I was telling you about this earlier in the week. Oh, it's God. Like,
you told, yeah. He told
that's what we episode. Want. We want that
it's
game.
Not happening. Forget it.
Right. Never going to happen.
It's not happening. Fuck. What if this game like sells amazing?
It doesn't it matter. Won't. Then they know they don't have to put any effort. Yeah.
And it won't.
That's more of a reason really weird. For them not
like,
to.
Because this game, it starts out and you're on Earth and you're like in the movie universe. And then this Dark Spark thing or whatever shifts universes or time or whatever it does, whatever mechanic they've come up with. Nobody knows.
Right. You finish the game, you have no clue.
Right. You go back to Cybertron before those other two Cybertron games happened. So it becomes a prequel to those.
Right.
And you play the whole game in Cybertron until, at the very end of the game, you play like two levels back in movie Transformers. I don't know. I have no idea. But so Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark, get it while you still can.
No. It's so disappointing. They're so close to having a good G1 Transformers game. We have the technology. We have the team.
You play for two levels in this game as Bruticus's leg. Like, just one of the Combaticons.
But what do you mean, not as his leg? You're not controlling him. No, like
You're playing as one of the guys who forms Bruticus.
Just a random
Combaticon. Like, whatever.
Who even knows what he looks like in that freak Transformers universe?
I think he transformed into a tank. Bruticus looks pretty much like Bruticus for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we Retron kickstart 5, this? What? Kickstart what?
The G1 game? Transformers game. Is Activision above Kickstarter? I don't think if they could make money on it, I think they would do it. It's a good opportunity, too, because think of all the junk you could sell
people. It's not so much about money. It's about contractual obligations and time.
Right, but if they can make money out of it, then they'll get a new contract, right? If they think they can still milk that thing. I mean, look, the movie's made $300 million in what, a week? Not even a week, right? I mean, people like this. They like that shitty – if they like the shitty Transformers movie, I mean, they're going to like the game okay, right? The shitty game is probably not as offensive as the shitty movie, if you think about it.
I'd rather not.
Don't you think that it's one of the cases where the movie, this is not really a movie game, right? It sort of
positions,
has tie-ins.
It positions itself as one.
Yeah. And it's like got, you said, there's some
It's got tie-in. Grimlock in it. It's got
right
Lockdown in it.
Yeah. Transformers has made $128 million in the U.S. as of right now.
Right, but it's double that but worldwide.
It's huge worldwide.
Worldwide, it's $412
exactly.
million.
So clearly...
It's not as much as Captain America. But it's still pretty good.
Captain America's, you mean, made that in a week? Less than a week?
No, I mean overall.
Oh, yeah,
and overall
it's for less than a week.
$711 million.
It hasn't been out for a whole week. It hasn't been out. Think of 4th of July weekend, dude.
I know.
Shit.
No, it's pretty nuts. You know what movie made a lot of money? That 22 Jump Street movie made a lot of money.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
He's always a good guest on Howard Stern, Jonah Hill? Yeah.
That movie only cost $50 million to make, and it's already made $200 million.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, he seems like a really smart guy. It was a very, very good interview. What else we got here? You started playing with your Retron 5 ship?
Yeah, it finally came.
Got it. Nice.
This thing is pretty neat. I like it.
It does as advertised.
Yeah, it has room for improvement. Like... that controller, like you said last week, that controller just blows.
It's useless, right? There's no reason for it to exist.
I don't understand. Like, if you're so in tune with all this other stuff, like people like the retro games, they want to have all these different filters. They want to have all these cheats. Like when you put the game in, it shows you what game it is. It pops up with the name of the game. It loads all the applicable cheats that you can use for it, everything. Like, it's really slick. And then you create a controller that has these clicky buttons and this weird clicky joystick thing, and it doesn't even fit right in a human hand. Like, I don't understand how this thing got created.
Right. It'd be much better served to have the remote that comes with the Apple TV or iMac, one of those little Apple, you know, just to use to navigate the menus, and rely on your customers who are... They're buying this thing so that they can use original controllers. I'm assuming that's why they're paying for it in the first place.
I'm waiting for somebody to figure out how to sync up a PS3 controller to this thing. Because it's Bluetooth, so there's got to be a way.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, okay.
And that, because I want wireless. I mean, the old controllers...
Can you use like great. One of those Android controllers?
No, because it the Retron hardware doesn't know to look for it. You'd have to.
They would need to have a firmware update.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just. I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to use a regular controller in some of these games. I'm sure.
Yeah. Like everything I've played so far has played well. It looks nice. There's inserting and taking out the cartridges. Mine's just like it's really tight. Have you? Had that issue?
Yeah, yeah. You have to pay attention when you're putting it in.
And the plastic that's on the top, like it seems like if you're not careful there when you're ripping cartridges in and out of this thing, like you could break that plastic, I think.
Yeah.
What have you played so far?
I played Adventures of Tom Sawyer for NES.
Okay, I won't question that.
It's terrible. I remember it being much better. Like, I sat down to play this, and I'm like, all right, let's get it going. And my first game was over in about 25 seconds. Like, I got a game over screen. All my lives were gone.
Does that game have, like, frogs that'll kill you?
Does it what?
Are there, like, frogs if you get hit by a frog?
There are... The first level is barrels and... what else? There's kind of fat Asian looking guys. And maybe some bees.
Mark Twain wrote a lot about fat Asians and bees, so that makes sense.
I think the premise is you're Tom Sawyer at a school and he's having daydreams. Like that happened in the book, if you remember. Yeah. So I think that's the whole premise. So they don't really have to stick to anything Tom Sawyer
awesome.
Related. Yeah. So I tried that, and I played some Truxton on the Genesis. Truxton's a great game, if you guys have played that before. It's a shmup. An outer space shmup.
Wait, how do you spell that?
Truxton. It's T-R-U-X-T-O-N.
Oh, there it is. No, I don't know this one.
It's a great game. It still was fun to play. And I tried out one of the games that Cheapy brought me from Japan on Super Famicom. It's Mickey and Donald 3, I think is the name of it.
Sweet.
That game's really good.
That game is really good. I've played that game.
Oh, it is? It's cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's like you can play either as Mickey or Donald. I chose Donald because, of course, you're going to play as Donald. And you get different outfits to wear. So he gets like a, I don't understand a thing of what's happening on screen, obviously, because it's all in Japanese. And this doesn't make any sense anyways. But he gets like this barrel that he's wearing, and then he gets this big hammer. I don't know. It's a fun game. I have no idea what it's called in the US. What else did I play?
Did you play any Popeye?
I didn't play any Popeye. I tried one game out for every console. Oh, I played Super Dodgeball for Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
That was cool. Like, it imports your save file to the system. And I haven't tried going back and forth, because I know that was an issue to begin with, was people were saying you couldn't transfer your save files back onto the cartridges. But I did see in the firmware that there is a way to do that now. And I don't know whether it works, but it's kind of a neat idea that you could read in your save files and then read them back out to the cartridges.
Gargoyle's Quest. Did you try that?
I did not try Gargoyle's Quest. I didn't try anything. The only portable game I tried was Game Boy Advance. I didn't try any Game Boy Color games yet. What other systems are? Oh, Super Nintendo. What did I try? Super Nintendo. Oh, I tried RuneSteppy Fire Dogs.
Oh, there you go. That sounds worthwhile.
It's not really, but I like RuneSteppy.
I know. I understand that.
I think that was the Blockbuster exclusive RuneSteppy game. And yeah, I don't know. It was fine. It looks nice. Like, for taking these old games and putting them on a big screen HDTV, this thing solves that pretty well.
Yeah, it totally looks fine.
Does it play Sega Master System games?
You would have to have that old adapter snapped on.
So the adapter original. Would work.
It has a place where that adapter sits in the back of the Retron. Like, when you pull the Retron,
you have that adapter?
I do not, because it's a dumb adapter. It's really dumb.
It works.
Well, but you have to snap it on and off to play Genesis games. It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, but how else are you going to play Haunted Mansion?
I don't know.
What was that game called? Dracula's Castle? What was the game?
Haunted Mansion was the game, right?
Was it Haunted Mansion? I'm not... Okay, I did get it right the first time.
Yeah, Haunted Mansion was
that game was terrible. Or Transbot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with Transbot. Transbot was a better Transformers game than Rise of the Dark Spark.
Wait, were you a Master System kid?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No wonder. That explains so much.
That does. That explains the Mario pronunciation.
My parents bought me a Master System before I had a NES. I did have one eventually, but I had a Master System
first.
That
explains why you're pronouncing it NES.
That was just to drive you nuts, but yeah. My best friend had a Nintendo, and I used to go to his house, and that's where I started playing Super.
Well, of course,
Mario.
You were going to his house. He's not coming over to your house to play your Master System,
right?
And Zelda, and we would play Gyrobot with Rob because he had Rob.
Sure,
your friend sounds a lot cooler than you.
He was. He still is.
Wow.
But yeah, it's kind of weird. They like carved a big space in the back of the Retron so that you can use that weird adapter.
I thought it was a holder for the controller. And then
no, it's not. That's what you would think. That's what I thought when I got it out. And then I was like, wait a second, looking through the manual, it's like, no, this is where that big old honking adapter to play Master System games goes. So they thought of that, but not... Hey, let's make a controller that's good.
Play some Alex Kidd.
They should have just sold the controller separately if they wanted to really put a controller in, really develop it, and then sell it separately. Or let somebody else do it.
Let Nyko do it.
anything with what this is.
Or PDP, somebody who like can make some third-party controllers. Probably played something else. I feel like we're missing a system in there somewhere, but
it's good. It works. It does its thing.
It is good. It has room for improvement. Obviously the controller, I wish that it had Wi-Fi just so you didn't have to do all the firmware updates through an SD card.
Right.
Which it's a neat thing that you can do anyways. Cause like you put the SD card in and then you copy your firmware or whatever your update that you want to the SD card and then download that onto your computer and get the new one. So it works. It's just
good.
Did you update yours, Cheapy?
Nah.
You didn't update the firmware.
I don't have any games to play on it. I'd have to go to a store or buy some.
I feel like somebody's going to hack this pretty quickly, though, and make it super awesome.
Yes, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the super awesome hack. And then I'll update it. Yay. But it doesn't really matter because I have a PC that can emulate pretty much everything for the most part.
There's still something to be said about like just being able to pop a cartridge in, though. And
yeah, of course. It's cool. It's totally cool. What else we got here? I'm very worried about NHL 15. I'm predicting now that it's going to be a disaster. I've been playing a lot of NHL 14, and then I've been watching some like leaked footage of NHL 15 from E3. But even though I saw it in person, I don't know. It's gonna be really bad. It's just gonna be they're gonna rest on their laurels because they changed the announcers, and they have the NBC branding now, which they never had before. And the gameplay is just going to be like a mess, I think, until NHL 16. It's going to be that transition year where they just completely blow it, which I think always happens. It doesn't happen with Madden 2. Didn't Madden was like the first 360 Madden?
There hasn't been a really good Madden, I feel like, in like 6 years. Maybe longer.
What was
the last one you played?
Yeah.
Last one I played was, I'm trying to think, was it 2012? It might have been 12, it may have been 13. No, I didn't play last year's. Last year's would have been whatever they called it, 20, right? So I think I played the one before that was the last one I played. So not last year's, but the year before.
So you played 13?
Yes. Yeah, 13. Okay, so I was right.
You said it was 12.
Well, I meant I couldn't remember if it was 12 or 13 for the one that came out in 2012.
I don't know. So. I have a feeling that I'll be keeping my Xbox and copy of NHL 14 around because that this 15 is just, I don't know.
I bet the NBA 2K game will be pretty good.
Yes. They're going to have their shit on lockdown now. I mean, their debut on next gen was so good. How can that never happens with sports games? It's almost always a disaster, isn't it? So
it's at least a disaster in that. Yeah, it's generally a disaster.
Like either like it's missing like some.
It's
major
usually missing
features.
A ton of features to be right. with, and then it's just kind of like
broken.
Yeah, you're hoping that it usually just looks better, like,
right,
in some regions, but not. Like the animations are usually off or something, but it just looks
exactly,
crisper.
Dude. NHL 15 is just headed in that whatever that town is. It's there. It's going right there. It's about to cross the.
It's Philadelphia, town. I think.
Right, ass grabbing town. Actually, it happened in Ottawa. The ass grabbing incident.
Is that who they put on the cover?
No, last year. NHL. He's on the cover. Claude Drew's on the cover of NHL 14. And that's the first year that they introduced the Live the Life, where you can experience the real off-ice experience of the NHL player.
So this like is the NHL 15 or the NHL curse that he's suffering from.
Yes. He likes ass now. He likes man ass now. Where are we here? Anything here you want to talk about, or are we ready to go to the stag bag?
Still depressing.
Which one?
The Crytek.
We talked about it.
No, this is further. This is further developing.
Developments.
Developments. Yes, developing. the UK office, the devs there have stopped coming to work, apparently. And these are the guys that are developing that new Homefront game.
Sweet.
So, and that's being published by Deep Silver. So that's something. Don't want that to go south for Deep Silver, especially. Like, yeah. They are an up and coming publisher. Like, they have made a lot of good decisions. They're putting out interesting products.
And if you remember Homefront, we were sort of surprised when we saw it at E3 that it's has a lot of RPG elements to it.
Open world.
First person shooter.
Open world.
And open world too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But it didn't look like it was quite ready either. Like it.
No, but it's not.
We thought it would be further along than what it was, but this might kind of explain that as well.
Right. At least they got them to show up to E3.
So I think I don't know. Hopefully either Crytek gets some more financing from somewhere or somebody comes in and buys. Like, these are all the old Free Radical guys, this Crytek UK. So this is the GoldenEye guys. This is the Time Splitters guys. Like, they've made some pretty big hits.
If they were making another one of those games, then they could go to Kickstarter and they could probably get the funding probably pretty easily. Well, maybe not.
It's still surprising to me that Time Splitters is a franchise that doesn't exist anymore. Because I enjoyed those games, you know.
There's a lot of potential there now, I think, still.
But. Yeah, I mean, those games were, you know, hits before really online gaming was a thing.
But it doesn't need to be Time Splitters. It just needs to be a game like Time Splitters. Like, I don't think the license itself is really worth very much.
I don't know. I mean, it would need, like, monkeys.
Yeah, but you could do that without having... Like, most people don't know what Time Splitters is. It's not worth spending a lot
of
money.
That also might be a reason why you could bring it back with less...
Yeah,
you know, it might be easier to bring back.
Cheap. Yeah.
Exactly.
Kickstarter. I think that could make some money on Kickstarter, but what do I know? Anything else here? Right to CagBag?
CagBag it up.
CagBag. Okay. There's only a few.
There's a new Cuber game coming.
Yes, that's
important.
I saw
that. I was just looking at that article that you posted there. Screenshots look interesting. It's got Cubert in it.
It looks like Cubert.
Yep, it looks like Cubert. You can play as the old Cubert or the new Cubert.
Or the disc. No, you can't play as
$5 on Steam coming up.
Is it? Is that what it's launching at?
It's going to be $5 on Steam. Yeah. I'm going to buy that.
Right. Cool.
I also bought this game that's really crazy for iOS.
What's that called?
Nick Chester pointed out today. It's called Ledolial, I think is what it is. It's Ledolial.
Oh, wow. This looks weird.
It is so weird. It's
holy moly.
It's almost like a dating simulator type of thing. You are traveling to these alien planets. Like, all you see is an alien on the screen, basically. But you're trying to get through diplomatic relations with these aliens. And you can either say something to them, touch something, or give them something. And
people need to understand, though, that the look of the game is basically like that flat iOS 7 design with a black and white alien drawing, like really abstract drawing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, really strange. And like, so you have two choices for each of those. You have two choices when you say, touch or give. And each of the aliens has three like personality traits. Like, they could be religious, rich, and lustful are three of the categories that I remember off the top of my head. And each thing that you either touch, say, or give to them could make them respond in either negatively or positively, or there's also neutral stuff based upon their three attributes. And if you either stay neutral or positive with them, you move on to the next planet and do more of that. If you get in the negative, they kill you in really weird ways. it's just text on the screen, but it'll say like stuff like the alien impaled your genitalia with their elbow. You are dead. And that's... It's just stuff like that. It's really strange. It's 99 cents.
Are you enjoying it? Do you recommend it?
I am getting my 99 cents out of what? Definitely.
I don't know
how long I'll stick with it because I don't know.
Did you say you already bought it?
I'm already looking at it on my phone.
Oh, you already bought it? Or
yeah, it looks awesome. It looks just for a dollar. Who cares, right?
Yeah, it's a dollar.
Just to experience it for like even for a minute is worth it.
I touched the screen twice, and all of a sudden, each alien gives you a greeting according to their customs and traditions, and this alien's greeting was rubbing my genitalia with its forearms. That's like two touches on my phone, and I was that far into this game.
Do you have his phone number? I'll play it later. Cool. So it's called, you should probably just spell it. It's called L-E-D-O-L-I.
L-E-O-D.
No.
No?
No. No.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong section of the screen. Oh, L-E-D. Yeah.
L-E-D-O-L-I-E-L. Cool.
Close enough. Something.
Right.
Something along those lines.
These questions. Don Kenaway Gall wants to know if we think that games media uses social issues as clickbait. What's clickbait, though? I mean, if you're running a website, the whole point of the website is to get people to read it, right? So I think my definition of clickbait is when you use a headline that's sort of dishonest or disingenuous, like you're purposely withholding information from the headline, or you're asking a question in the headline where you know the answer is no, but you're asking it anyway. That's my definition of clickbait. Like Huffington Post, I think, uses that a lot. Mm-hmm. When you're writing about topics that people are interested in reading about, I don't know that just automatically qualifies as clickbait just because it's about women or gays or
I think the difficult Jews. Thing is with Twitter, a lot of it, people view it as clickbait just because there's not enough characters on Twitter to discuss
anything
like social issues
or anything. That's why really.
I don't do any of that on Twitter. Like I will never talk politics or religion or anything.
I don't know. That Jennifer Connelly tweet was pretty political.
There was no Racy. Stance on that. It was just, hey, everybody, remember Career Opportunities? That was a great movie.
I thought it was Look at Those Guns.
Well, that was part of it too.
Those aren't guns.
No, those are bazookas.
Right.
You're not allowed to have those in Target either, I don't think.
I don't know. It depends what your personal definition of clickbait is, right? I mean, people obviously, if I look, I was telling Ship earlier that I use this thing called Feedly, which is a RSS reader, and it mm-hmm. tells you what the popularity of the articles are, you know, through people reading them through Feedly. And if you use it across multiple sites, you can see, you know, sort of what the landscape looks like. And if you do look on Polygon, you see those articles about women's issues and whatnot, social issues, they do seem to be more popular than, you know, an article about, you know, like some preview of a game that's coming out 8 months from now or screenshots of something.
Unless it's Qbert. Those did very well.
I don't think so. I'm not sure. Let's now I want to look though. I'm the only part that bothers me is when people are like cheating with the headlines, which happens a lot too, actually, in gaming. MCV was really bad with that. MCV UK, one of those sites. What else we got here? Drunky Teacher asks, why do you think Wombat has gotten more likable in the past year while Shipwreck has gotten less likable?
Because I've always been more cuddly than Shipwreck, and it just took this long for people to realize that.
It's just all part of my master plan.
What's the plan? Oh, I guess you can't tell us.
That would give it away.
I don't know that that's true, though, Drunky Teacher. I don't think anybody's changed at all.
I think the eye is in the beholder on that one.
Okay. Are you going with Drunky Teacher?
No, I'm not going one way or another. Oh. I like Shipwreck very much, so who am I to
agree? I don't like Wombat
disagree?
At all, so...
See?
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Theory is really weird to me.
Shipwreck does hate
I like myself
me.
Much better than Wombat.
I don't know about that, to be perfectly honest. I have texts that say otherwise.
Oh, but yeah. What's next?
Everyone thinks we hate each other. We can't. We can't dispel that.
Congolia writes in and asks if any of us have been playing Watch Dogs, and if so, did we find it as boring as he did? I'm having a hard time with Watch Dogs. It's just, it doesn't look great. And to the point where, like, I would want to. It doesn't look. It doesn't even really even look better than. Like Grand Theft Auto five on the last gen consoles. Like, there's just more going on. I mean, obviously the resolution is much higher on PC and everything and next gen, but it looks like you're in a dead city, a boring city. It's just nothing to look at there. And the story, obviously you're going to be totally lost in the story pretty much immediately. So when you run out of things that are nice to look at and you can't follow the story, then you're just driving around, and I don't know. The performance on PC is so bad that it's just the frame rate is shitty. It's hard to even drive. So I don't know. I got GTA 5 on my wish list, but I think probably best. I'm wondering if that's going to be best to get on next gen consoles over PC. Like, I feel like they may really work hard to optimize the console version, and maybe not so hard on the PC version. So I'm waiting for that. And that's it, I think. I think we're done. I think you get to go to bed soon.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, so follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat 5277, Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, facebook.com/Video Game Deal, no, Cheap Ass Gamer. And yeah, that's it. Well, happy 4th of July, everybody. We'll see
everyone you next in the world. Happy 4th of July.
No, only, well, 90% of our audience, I think, is in. I actually looked the other day to see what percentage was in America, and I think it was around 90.
What percentage of them were Qbert?
Or like Qbert?
Most.
Would even consider buying Qbert.
Most. We have a mostly Qbert listening base.
Don't you need, though, the problem with Qbert, I remember, because I had Qbert on, I want to say, was it on Texas Instruments?
Qbert was on everything.
Yeah, but the
I had the little arcade standy thing.
Sure, you know, that sure. It,
yeah,
but the joystick.
I'm looking at a Qbert book in my room right now.
But don't you remember the joystick went a certain way? It was like diagonal in the arcade.
It was. Was it in the arcade?
Yes.
I don't remember. I played so much of it on the Atari 2600 that I got used to down being
okay.
Right. I think
they wanted to. I remember weird. With some of the versions, they told you to orient the controller in a certain way when you had to play it.
Oh, I don't know. Because of that game, people called me Stubert for a long time.
Is that true?
That is true.
Jubert?
Jubert? Not,
no.
That also works, but no.
Not in your neighborhood.
Not my neighborhood.
All right. Well, all right. Well, I'll be looking. When is Qbert next week? Is that soon? No. Can't be that
it's,
soon.
It's soon.
Shipwreck excited. All right.
Look forward to more Qbert talk next week.
Right. Thank you.
July
everybody.
8th. Comes to soon. It's July awesome. 8th, everybody. Next week.
Woo-hoo. Get those review requests in so we can get the scoop. It's important.
Bread's done. The bread is done.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Bread's done.
I'm Qbert, and I've got all the right moves. I've got the legs, too. First an arcade game, now my own home video game. I'm ready for anything. Staying away from creeps like Ugg and Coily takes a quick mind and lots of fancy footwork. The longer I hop around, the more they're out to get me. Ugg! When they said fame would go to my head, they weren't kidding.
Now for all popular systems.
Not easy being Qbert, but it's fun.